Okay. Well, I must have preached a couple of thousand sermons in my Christian life. God willing, I'll be preaching, I think, five this coming weekend. There was four last weekend, different places. And if I had been organized, which sadly I'm not, I'd have a catalogue of where I'd preach things and how often I'd preach things, but I haven't. But I was thinking Palm Sunday must be one of the ones I must have preached on most, because just about every year, it's Luke 19 or Matthew 21, the triumphal entry. Jesus has been in seclusion for a while. He knows it after him. They're determined to get him. He's been in hiding. He knows things are coming to a head. The authorities are determined now to nail him, literally. And Jesus knows it's vitally important. He must die at Passover. It has to be at Passover to fulfill all the ancient prophecies. And so he suddenly breaks cover, and he ensures that his breaking cover is a public spectacle. Almost borderline ridiculous, I suppose. There's the king riding in on a donkey. The result, the crowds go absolutely wild, pandemonium. They start to shout things, probably at random, almost certainly no idea really why they're shouting what they're shouting. Hosanna, they shout, which originally meant, you know, we're thanking God for saving, had become more or less just like hooray. And so they were shouting all these things. And, you know, a crowd has a strange quality about it, doesn't it? You can, you know, you see entertainers, they can whip a crowd into a frenzy, can't they? You can have a kind of mutual bond with people in a crowd, and you've never met them, you don't know anything about them, but you feel united somehow. A kind of mob mentality, euphoria, you know? And we've got Hosanna to the Son of David. We've got blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And we've got Hosanna in the highest. I suppose the last one reminds us a bit of Christmas with the angels and so on. Anyway, the crowd go absolutely bananas. When I was a small kid, all old men, when I was little, all old men seemed to me to have no teeth and wear hats. All old men. And it seemed to be to me. And I remember a man telling me many years ago, when I was a little kid, that he'd gone to watch Wales play rugby, and everybody got excited and they threw their hats in the air, because they all wore hats, see? And he said, I went up with a flat cap and I came back with a trilby. But it didn't bother him. Somehow in the euphoria, nobody cared whether their hat came down or not. There was this, you know, delirium. They were in a state of frenzy. And clearly here, there's some of that, this mass hysteria. Because even though they shout, Hosanna, even though they shout, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, they ask then, who is it? So you can tell that there's a lot of excitement, but they most have no idea why. Just like sometimes you're in a group and somebody tells a joke and everybody laughs, and you think, I didn't quite get it. And you nudge a person next to you and say, what are you saying? You say, oh, I don't know. You say, well, what are we laughing for then? Because people laugh sometimes and they haven't got the joke. And you, as the whole crowd, they don't get the point. But they're excited. Who is this? The only answer recorded in Scripture is this is Jesus the prophet from Nazareth. From where? Or Nazareth, or it's a tiny little speck, it's in Galilee. But was that answer correct? And was it correct enough to be of any help to anybody? Yes, Jesus was from Nazareth in Galilee. Yes, he was a prophet, but is that enough information to help us? Who is he? That's the big thing. Who is this Jesus? Good man? Great teacher? Or is he God in human form, come all the way down to save us? That's the issue. It's still the issue today. It's still the issue today. Now, I've told this story every year since it happened, and I'm going to keep telling it, because I never forgotten it. I was a teacher, and five sixth formers came into my physics lab. They sat in the front, five of the cleverest guys in the school. They sat, arms folded. Only one of them spoke, the one in the middle. He'd been designated, obviously, to speak. And I said, what do you want, boys? Do you want to do some extra experiments? I said, no, sir. We want to talk to you about what you said in the assembly this morning. I said, what did I say? You said Jesus was God, sir. I did. Well, we don't believe you, sir. Well, who was he then, boys? Oh, he was a great teacher. He definitely lived, right? There's so much evidence. And he was a great teacher and so on. But he wasn't God, all right? And I said, well, okay, boys, if he wasn't God, how come he could say, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father? How come he could say to a paralytic, your sins are forgiven, when he knew and everybody knew only God could forgive sins? How come he could say to a man dying on a cross next to him, I guarantee you a place with me in glory? So either, boys, he was a liar or he was Lord. Was he a liar? No, sir. Was he Lord? No, sir. Boys, you're on a fence? There is no fence. You're sitting on a non-existent fence. You've got to make up your mind. He said he claimed to be God. Was he God or was he not? And the boys made no decision. They just started arguing with each other and walked out, saying, told you we shouldn't have come. That kind of thing. And that's what people do. Who is this Jesus? Some years ago, Lily Allen had a song, and there's a line in the song, I'm not a saint, but I'm not a sinner. Well, if Lily was here, I'd sit her down and say, so what are you, Lil? What are you? You're not a saint. You're not a sinner. What are you then? The Dowager Duchess of Buckinghamshire in the 18th century wrote to Selina, Countess of Huntingdon. This is two of the big wigs now, isn't it? Selina was a Christian. The Dowager Duchess had heard the gospel from Whitfield, I think, and wrote to Selina to say this. To be told that I have a heart as sinful as common wretches that crawl the planet is highly offensive. It is highly offensive. That's the problem. That is the point, isn't it? We are not nice people. You are not nice people who suddenly, every now and again, occasionally mess up. We are dirty. We have an inbuilt hostility to God. In the Second World War, all crime in the UK was suppressed. They didn't make the newspapers, didn't make the radio. Why? Because the propaganda had to be that we are the good guys, the Germans are the bad guys. So couldn't say the British people were bad. They are looting and raping and killing people. So the whole news was changed. After the Second World War, 51 countries got together to say we can't have anything like this again. We're not having conflicts like this. We'll form the United Nations. And every day since, there's been at least 30 armed conflicts every day. Why? Because something's wrong. Something's wrong with you and me and our country. I think the best definition in the Bible of sin is lawlessness. In other words, I do my own thing. You do your own thing. We all deep down want to be like Frank Sinatra and do it my way. There was a celebrity I read in the newspaper yesterday. He said what he couldn't understand is, why didn't everybody just tend their own patch? Why didn't everybody just look after their own garden, as it were, and then the world would be fine? And I just thought, yeah, but you're forgetting that we don't want to just tend our own little patch. I want half you a patch. Or better still, I want you to come and tend my patch for me. Because we are sinners. The Bible says, who can say I've kept my heart pure and free from sin? Answer, nobody. Nobody. Except the one who came from heaven, Jesus Christ. When Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, who's a nice, moral, religious leader, when Jesus is talking to him, Jesus explains, Nicodemus, nobody's ever gone into heaven. What a shocking thing to tell him. You're talking about eternal life and heaven all the time, Nicodemus. Nobody's ever gone in there except the one who came from there. In other words, anybody, you or me, if we have any hopes of getting to heaven, they're only if we get in on the merits of Jesus Christ. He is the only way to heaven, unless we're in him, unless he's in us. You know, other religious leaders point to the eightfold path or something, point to a path. Jesus says, it's me. He's the only one. You look at all the religions, he's the only one who says, I am the way. Who is this Jesus? And you, every one of you, needs to settle it in your mind today. Who is this Jesus? I had the privilege of befriending a guy for a while. He'd been brought up as a devout Roman Catholic, and he'd been taught a certain prayers to Mary, especially if we were in a crisis and so on. And he lived in Ireland. He hated the British, and so he planned when he was 17 to make a bomb, and unfortunately it blew up. as he was making it, he was blown right up in the air. His face was badly scarred. He lost both hands. But as soon as the bomb went off, he prayed. He said all the things I'd been taught to pray. And he said, by the time I'd hit the ground, I said to myself, Mike, you've been conned. Because there was no power in it, nothing in it. Mel Gibson, another former devout Roman Catholic, deeply religious man, made that film, The Passion. He had a wife for 25 years, and then the wheels came off his religion, his career briefly. He was found drunk with some young lady. His marriage was over. His career was in jeopardy. His faith was non-existent. But he said this, Mel Gibson, hey, nobody's without sin. You have to try and make amends if you can. The first part is biblical. Nobody's without sin. The second part, the problem is I can't make amends, neither can you. We can't make amends. I can't make amends with people. I certainly can't make amends with God. Here's two fellas, imaginary fellas, Johnny and Frankie. They're career criminals, okay? They're both arrested. They're caught in the act committing the same crime. They go to court. The judge sentences Frank 20 years. He turns to Johnny and he says, Johnny, you're free to go. Immediately, they'd be uproar. That's not fair. It's not fair, is it? Okay. So here's me and an old student mate of mine from the bad old days, Clive, okay? We both did lots of stupid and selfish and sometimes illegal things together. We both die. We stand before God. Clive stands before a holy God in his sin, festering mound of filth. I stand before God, not a trace of my sin. Now, how's that then? That's not fair, is it? It's not fair. And because there's no trace of sin, as I stand before a holy God, then I go to hell. My friend Clive, he goes with his sin to hell. Now that's not fair. So on what basis can I go to heaven and him, even though we're the same, I go to heaven and him go to the pit? Because, and the difference is what? Jesus. That's the only difference. Because all my guilt was laid on the King of Glory and his righteousness given to me. It's that simple. Jesus, the Lamb of God, slaughtered before the foundation of the world in God's thinking. Spotless Son of God. The Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. I went many years ago, I was a young married man, I went to get my Hoover fixed, and I went to the shop. There was an old fella worked in the shop, and I went in and he repaired my Hoover, and I signed a check, and I said, what's the date? And he'd been in the Second World War, see? And he said, it's the 6th of June, sir, for those of us who care to remember. Now, 6th of June was D-Day, see? It's a big thing. It meant nothing to me. I wasn't involved, was I? And he was disappointed that I didn't know what a big day it was, because he probably lost friends that day. He couldn't forget. Can God the Father forget Calvary? Forget the day his son died for people like you? Will he forget your response as you sit there more or less unmoved? Will he forget if you keep on rejecting his son? These are big things. We're not messing about here. Who is this? This is Jesus, the Son of God. Is he calling you now? Is he? Perhaps you've wasted years. Is he calling to you now? Wonderful thing is, whoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved forever.